I want to say a word or two about the gospel, but this, the beginning of this book of Daniel, which we'll be reading all week, and then it's the end of the liturgical year. Daniel is the last, it's more an apocalyptic book than a prophetic book, but it's both. This story, you see, about the king wanting these smart counselors. We're back in a world like this, you see. You need wisdom and you need power. And you can get it anywhere. So long as you've got it, I'll hire you. And that's why it says here, you see, when the king had spoken with all of them, none was found equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. You see, in other words, he was better than all they were, all than the magicians, the enchanters. Get the knowledge anywhere you can. If you can get it by reading the stars, get it there. Someone once told me that the officials of the big financial organizations that look after the world's finances and so forth, they have computers in there with all the signs of the zodiac and all the it's not just adding up two and two. My point is this. When you have a lot of power, you're either going to lose it or get more. And if you're going to try to get more, you get it from any source you can. They can read the stars, if they can read the entrails of cows, if they can whatever. And so you see, the message of this particular text is that Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah kept the law of God. And they didn't even eat non-kosher food because they were faithful to God. And not only did they look better after their 3 years of training, they were smarter because the Word of God had enlightened them. I don't know if I've made my point. Today, people don't think that the Word of God has got a lot to say. I mean, I don't know where these fellows downtown, where they're, but I know a lot of them consult mediums, have their computer for all the movement of the planets and stars. Because you see, knowledge is not for appreciation. It's for power. So wherever you get the knowledge, you've got the power. Now the fault, I don't want to get too far into this, the fault is ours. We've made all our universities into trade schools. Nobody goes to learn, to appreciate, to grow in understanding reality and appreciating it and praising God for it. Everybody goes to be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever. Trades. So our universities have become trade schools and more. You don't think all those students don't know that you can try all these other things and sometimes you get insight. Do they know where it's coming from? Probably not. But God, have mercy on them. They don't care. This is the kind of tussle we're going through right now as they prepare to start debating this material in our own Congress. Where are these people getting their insights from? It's worth reflecting on, isn't it? Now we have this gospel which we've had on a Sunday recently. The message is so clear that you hardly need to preach, right? Do we give of our surplus or of our substance? When it comes to money, clothes, food, but prayer, forgiveness, help, being part of whatever family or community we're in to contribute? Or do we give of our surplus when everything else is taken care of? Whatever is left over, I'll give away. Now, if I have millions of dollars, I can still give away a million and look great, but not in God's eyes. Because in God's eyes, Jesus, when he came among us, gave of his substance. Just look. He gave of his substance. He didn't just give of his surplus. And what does that mean for us today? Think about it. Is there somebody you really have a hard time forgiving? Call them up and forgive them. Or have you been thinking of some delightful purchase for yourself? What about giving the money to the poor? Ooh, that would hurt. But that's the whole idea, isn't it? You see, she's given more than all the others because she gave from her livelihood. She gave, and she gave it to the poor. The poor are like that, you know. We used to, in Canada, we used to have a during Lent, people put aside a little money. And then when they came up to kiss the cross, there was a basket on either side, and they put whatever they'd saved up for Lent in the basket as they kissed the cross. Very beautiful. Well, I used to help out in a parish. A parish church, maybe two, maybe three times bigger than this. They were all men who worked in the bush when they could get work. And of course, working in the bush, as you maybe not know, is the most energy-sapping activity there is. You're cold, and you're using all the muscles of your body. I used to work in the bush in the winter with a guy. And boy, by the time we got to lunch, we were hungry. Well, this little parish, tiny thing, all guys who and didn't get work all the time. Right when I was, now things are prosperous in the relative sense of the term, but when I was up there, the average man got 90 days of work a year, that's all. So we're not talking about Montgomery County, okay? That parish gave more per, you know, relatively per capita than any other parish. These people, 90 days work a year. You know how they got the money? These guys gave up smoking for Lent and took all that money and gave it to the poor. Isn't that beautiful? They gave of their substance. Let's pray today to think of how we can do something out of our substance.